Hi, I'm Charles Argoff, Professor of Neurology at Albany Medical College and Director of the Comprehensive Pain Program at Albany Medical Center. And what I'd like to discuss currently is some new and emerging concepts regarding chronic musculoskeletal pain. And why this is important is because if you're like me, and at least in this regard, you've probably been led to believe over many, many years and taught during different parts of your medical training that and interpreting musculoskeletal pain, including osteoarthritis and even low back pain, as being part or consequent to an inflammatory condition. And that would be even, there was no distinguishing between acute osteoarthritis or acute musculoskeletal pain, which certainly may be associated with inflammation, and chronic, long-term chronic osteoarthritis and musculoskeletal pain, in which if you've experienced what I've experienced, typical non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications don't seem to be as effective. So what I'd like to introduce during this blog is really the concept that what's being understood more and more is that chronic osteoarthritis, chronic musculoskeletal pain in general, may not be associated with as... Hi, I'm Charles Argoff, Professor of Neurology at Albany Medical College and Director of the Comprehensive Pain Program at Albany Medical Center. And what I'd like to discuss currently is some new and emerging concepts regarding chronic musculoskeletal pain. And why this is important is because if you're like me, and at least in this regard, you've probably been led to believe over many, many years and taught during different parts of your medical training that and interpreting musculoskeletal pain, including osteoarthritis and even low back pain, as being part or consequent to an inflammatory condition. And that would be even, there was no distinguishing between acute osteoarthritis or acute musculoskeletal pain, which certainly may be associated with inflammation, and chronic, long-term chronic osteoarthritis and musculoskeletal pain, in which if you've experienced what I've experienced, typical non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications don't seem to be as effective. So what I'd like to introduce during this blog is really the concept that what's being understood more and more is that chronic osteoarthritis, chronic musculoskeletal pain in general, may not be associated with as much direct inflammatory mechanisms as other mechanisms which may have some neuropathic or neuropathic qualities to them. That's not to say that chronic musculoskeletal pain is a neuropathic pain problem, but what we've learned over years is that repeated ongoing pain, even if the initial source is an inflammatory source, may lead within a joint, for example, to a sensitized joint, so that subsequently lower threshold of sensory input can result in even greater and magnified pain. And this has led to the understanding about what we've observed for many years, that non-inflammatory related medications, so medications that are not anti-inflammatory in their mechanism, like even tricyclic antidepressants, historically have been shown to improve, lessen, that is to say, pain in individuals with chronic musculoskeletal pain. This goes back many, many years. This has also led to emerging evidence with duloxetine, a SNRI, serotonergic noradrenergic reuptake inhibiting type of medication, in both chronic osteoarthritis pain models and also chronic low back pain. And just recently, duloxetine had an additional FDA approval for the treatment of chronic musculoskeletal pain. And so what we're seeing is emerging, as we understand that chronic musculoskeletal pain is not just about inflammation and may be associated with neurogenic mechanisms, we're seeing new treatments emerging that don't focus on an anti-inflammatory effect, but focus instead on modulating how those neurogenic mechanisms might lead to pain. In other words, dampening, inhibiting some of the central aspects of pain processing that may be operant in these conditions. Thank you for listening, and this is Charles Argoff.